This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. United Airlines reported earnings after the closing bell today. Much like Delta yesterday, a whole lot of red ink, because spending a couple hours in an aluminum tube with a couple of hundred other people, empty middle seat or no, gives some people the willies. Yes, air is recirculated, masks and all of that, but in this case, perception is reality. In response, at least partly, tomorrow United is going to become the first U.S. airline to offer pre-flight virus testing, a pilot program on San Francisco to Hawaii flights. American and JetBlue have said they're probably going to offer testing soon as well. United's tests aren't mandatory. It's also not free. Could run up to $250. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that's not really the point.
For airlines, providing access to tests is about stimulating demand, which is still in the tank.
Without easy access to testing, people likely won't get on planes.
Zach Griff covers the airline industry for the travel website The Points Guy. He says airlines are trying to break down barriers for travelers, and United says that extends beyond when people are on the plane. Josh Earnest is a company spokesperson.
Right now, Hawaii has in place a mandatory 14-day quarantine for people who are traveling to Hawaii. And the only way to bypass that quarantine is to get one of these state-approved tests.
So instead of spending the first 2 weeks in your hotel room, you'll be free to move around the islands. At the airport, United says it will use a 15-minute test, but the airline is just the facilitator. A healthcare provider will be in charge of the actual testing and reporting the results to passengers. Zach Griff at The Points Guy says for the airlines, more flights to Hawaii is one thing, but what they really want to do is lay the groundwork for the return of business travel.
And the reason why is because if this is a successful launch and airlines can get customers to get on planes, they will convince passengers slowly but surely that business travel can restart using similar pre-travel testing programs.
For airlines, business travel is the most lucrative part of their operations. From a public health standpoint, virologist Makeda Robinson at Stanford says more testing is good, but the rapid tests that United will be using aren't always accurate.
This kind of sets up a situation where there may be a false sense of security.
She says some passengers could test negative, but still be carrying the virus. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.